Well, they're all different and specific. A lot of talk about where they're at and the expectations about their summer coming up. And we, you know, do a review of each player, and there's the positives and the things that they think they can do better. But these meetings are still for me a big chunk of them is personal stuff, getting to know where they live in the summer, those kind of things. There's only any year, and there's only a handful of meetings that are kind of important that you're looking for a specific change or making sure that that we've identified and agreed upon what's going to happen this summer.
There's going to be a lot of talk, obviously, about your future. Is there a timeline for when?
Well, we'll do the players' meetings will be done by the end of today for the most part. We've got organizational meetings in the early part of this week, and then sometime in the mid part of this week we'll sit down and talk about that.
Well, from a fan's perspective, I think there's only one question they really want to ask you, and that's how long do you, if you're going to be the coach's team, how long do you think it's going to take to fix style of play or the room, whatever it takes to make this team
win. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. Kind of starting in really some ways from the ground floor. We start with the body, physical changes that we need to make, the fitness level we need to get to. Wouldn't be able to get to that in one summer. It takes a couple of years. In my experience, I've been through it twice. This team's probably further ahead than one of the situations. It takes about 2 years, and it's organizational. It's the players that play on your team, but also your American League team. And in the end, then you're just worried about your draft picks. You know, you bring the kids in, you wait to see how long it takes them to turn pro. So from that point of view, style of play, the understanding of what we want to do, the foundation of it shouldn't take too long. But that doesn't mean you're good at it yet. And Boston is a really good example of that. I mean, at the same time, they won a cup before they had gotten to the level. The game that they're playing now is as advanced as I've seen them play. And so they were able to win even with a more basic game. And now, you know, the Krugs of the world, Hamilton on the back end, has changed the way they look. They're a better team now, I think, than when they won. So it'll take a while. The key is how long can you stay right on the direction, right? There's always, you fall off a little, the injuries, all those other things that happen to your team. Pieces that you thought fit maybe didn't fit exactly the way you wanted to. How long it takes your young players to get to that level of being men. But I think we made some decent strides in our defensive zone. We've got a long way to go there. But the last week and a half was where we really finally kind of started to get to our offensive zone. We got on the puck better than we had all year. So it'll take a while. Oh, man. Hopefully a sense of enjoyment. You know, like, and this is true of any team when there's a coaching change, things aren't very good. You know, and it's just the situation that the team is in. So there were, I think that we've come to understand that you have to enjoy what you're doing to be good at it. And then more importantly, we started a fairly clear idea of this is where we're going. This is the direction we're going to move. And I'd like to think that we were pretty clear about what we need to do to get better. That there's not a lot of gray area in terms of how we're going to get there and the expectations of the players for us to get there.
A lot of players are talking about accountability and importance of that. How do you get to that point?
Well, first you have to know what's expected before you can hold anybody accountable reasonably. You have to, and that is on and off the ice. These are the things that we're doing as a hockey team, and we'll certainly forgive and understand any time that we're not able to get there once or twice, or there's life happens. But these are the things that happen when those expectations are not met. So before you can put in any accountability or hold the player accountable to conditioning, to where they're supposed to be on the ice, effort level, the time they're supposed to be at the rink, everybody has to know what that is. Yeah. The structure of who you are. This is what we do, and this is what we'll hold you accountable to.
Well, I'm just wondering, when you came here, I was trying to read between the lines of an interview that I saw.
So go ahead. You answer the question, but I will tell you, just on the sheer volume of interviews that I do, I'm going to say something stupid at some point. I already have. It's going to happen again. It might even happen today. No, twice.
This is a reading between the lines, it sounded like you had come here with an understanding of what the contract would look like if you were to say, yeah, I'll stay. Is that correct? Did you have a sense when you came here that, yeah, if you like it, this is what we'll do going forward?
So not in specifics. There was the contract that I'm under right now had language as to what would happen to if we move forward. So my contract, if I'm not back this year, looks different than if I am back. Yeah, that's an awesome explanation. Let me do that one more time. We agreed to what the contract that I was coming in under looked like. The ramifications of that will change depending on what happens with me going forward.
The other thing I was going to ask is, I understand that the amendment voted not to vote for you.
Yeah, really nice.
Have you had a chance to say something before now?
No, there's going to come a time we're going to cross paths. I didn't want to call from any of the three men that replaced me, but I ran into the two of them so far, and that was the right time. Coaches' meetings, coaches' clinics, the NHL's coaches' small circle, you run into these guys. Didn't necessarily hear from them before. I was good with that.
Justin Buffin, forward or defenseman, starting?
I think Dustin will be starting it forward.
I'm surprised to find the amount of work that needed to be done when we got here.
No, it wasn't. I watched the team play for an awfully long time, and it had an idea of it, of a style or a version of the game that they were going to play. And there were nights, and I'm going back maybe more to Atlanta that I remember, and it's not fair, like not all those players are here, but when it was going, boy, it looked good. You know, I mean, and I'm sure they saw it here in Winnipeg too. There was a lot of motion in their game, a lot of interchanges, a lot of seeing things that were, when they're good, man, they look good. But I'll just go back to just take the top 10 teams in the NHL, and nobody's playing that game. No, it's a function of the youth of the team as well. You know, you got a lot of younger guys here that are still learning to develop their routine to be a professional athlete, and there hasn't been a run of success that says, okay, what we're doing is right, let's keep doing it. It's like changing your golf grip every time you go to the course. You know, you're probably hitting it right every second week. You just don't know it because you don't stay with it long enough.
Your estimation, Paul, what happened to the team in March when the
game changed? It was a big piece of it. It gets to a more physical, more grinding, tighter game. So we're coming away down a goal instead of up a goal. And you can just, by the stats, it's not like we went from winning 5-2 to losing 5-2. It was that little switch, and some of that was the way the game changes. By design, and rightfully so, we're not deep enough with a young team to survive a number of injuries, and that affected us. And, you know, in specifics, I pushed them real hard after the Nashville game, two practices, and I can remember walking off the ice thinking that's the way we're supposed to practice. I'm just not sure we were ready to do that yet. But it needed to happen. I wouldn't change it going back. Wouldn't have changed the end of this year. I know making the playoffs is the prize, but it's not. And the end of that, we got, for me, far more out of the last month and a half of the season than we did, for me, the first half, month and a half of my season. Learned more about the players, got an opportunity to draw some lines and explain some things and hold players to certain things that you couldn't early on. And we'll get more value going forward from the end of our end of this hockey season than when I came in.
We need to see a longer outlook in the summer going into next year.
So he falls into that group with a big bulk of the rest of the guys. We need to see that professionalism and the commitment to becoming a better athlete coming in. And then as a group, we need to put our goaltenders in a position that we can assess their game. You know, I mean, so I've heard the comments about consistency from him, and those are only, in my mind, reasonable comments to make if you can say, before I got here and after I got here, that our team played a consistent game. And there's absolutely no way in my mind, and I'll just talk about my part of it, that you can say that about this hockey team. There were days that I stood up here and said, look, I loved our compete, but the quality of our game was a long way to improve. It was very, very difficult to assess a goaltender's ability in that kind of game. I mean, I would tell you that maybe not in the media, but in the hockey circles, that the people that I talk to, they have a fairly high opinion of this guy as a goaltender, but they can't really get a handle on what he's capable of doing because we haven't given him a chance to. And that's all three. You know, even the third period in Calgary, I understand why they were getting the chances they were getting. We couldn't. Guys were cramping up coming to the bench. But those guys had to make saves that they shouldn't have to make. A handful of them a night, you can understand. And yeah, there's going to be a game where to win in the Anaheim game. In Anaheim, the first game we went in, it was Andre Pavlov won that game. But we can't then take that game and say, well, he should be able to play like that every night. And that's, nobody plays like that every night. No good goaltender faces that. I mean, you go through the list, and I've done it, of the guys that you would say that goaltender got that team in the playoffs. That's a short list, and they don't play like we do. So before we assess any of our goaltenders, we've got to get it right in front of them, and then we'll know what we have in that net. I'm sorry? Yeah, very, very. We'll have every game recorded. We'll break up the games among the coaching staff. You know, go through a kind of a best practices theory. You know, you go through your playoffs, you'll find the best power play and break it right down, and you're always looking to steal something. I mean, that's what we do here. Something that fits your team, something you haven't seen before. We'll watch them all very closely.
Do you think your entire team wasn't better in the Central Division this year?
Didn't win enough games. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think I was too. I didn't see a lot of the Central Division a whole lot. I mean, we're in Chicago once, Minnie once, St. Louis twice, and I really liked our game. It was one of the best games we played all year. It was in St. Louis, and we lost in that shootout. We were a good hockey team. I didn't think we had much in the game in St. Louis on back-to-back nights the next time. But that was the only game on back-to-back nights I believe we lost that I was here. So, and I didn't mind our effort. We played hard in that game. They're a real good team, fresh, and we weren't. So I never got the sense stepping onto the bench on any one of those teams that we weren't able to compete with them, or we weren't there. And we didn't see them enough. I saw more of the Pacific, I think, than unfortunately I wanted to.
Just the timeline,
yeah.
The
timing of the Yes. First, we have to agree that the work was appreciated on both sides. From my point, it's done. Then we have to figure out what that work is worth, and then have to make sure that it's good for both families. At the end of the day, family first doesn't just apply to the players, so I've got to deal with that as well. She's a woman of few words, but she still scares me, so I gotta go home and ask.
Weather's a normal weather.
I'm sorry?
This weather is a normal weather.
Yeah, you know what? This has nothing to do with Winnipeg. That isn't even this has nothing to do with it. Can I move them again? It's got nothing to do with Winnipeg. I'm Canadian. My wife's Canadian. I grew up in Northern Ontario. I remember snowbanks like this, you know. We used to have to cut them with the big snow. You could see this layers of the snowfalls over the years. That part, people are great. I really like the locker room, so it's not a Winnipeg issue, and has been, has never been for me. It's, I promised him I would do it to him again, and I need to be sitting with him when we talk about it. And it's the age of my kids. It's absolutely not a question of Winnipeg.
Whether it's here or not, do you want to be coaching the NHL next year?
I want to be coaching the Winnipeg Jets next year.